Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Let's just give God a hand clap of praise. Let's just give God a hand clap of praise wherever you're at. Listen, as usual, I'm just so elated to be with you all and gather with you all in every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern to just give God all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, because he is worthy. We know him to be Jehovah Jireh. We know him to be a healer. We know him to be Jehovah Rapha. Come on. We know him to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Come on. We know him to be the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on now. It's a just Jesus season. Can we just say and declare that it is a just Jesus season? I was literally talking to my husband about a few things, and I said, you know, it's Jesus over everything, period. Jesus over everything. Jesus over everything. And I just thank God for the conviction in our spirits this morning. I thank God for giving us a breath of fresh air this morning, breathing down our lungs, expanding our lungs, and saying, child, I need for you to wake up. I need for you to wake up again. I need for you to go out into my earth. I need you to minister to my people. I need for you to minister to the people on the job. I need for you to be the light. I need for you to shed your light and show up and show out as kingdom citizens. Come on now. I need for you. The Lord wants you to show up and show out, not just for you, but for him in any spaces. God wants you to occupy the space. My God, occupy the spaces that you are in. That could be on the job. That could be in the interview. That could be in the church. That could be at family functions. That could be in the grocery store. Come on, I could keep going and going and going all morning. But the message is God wants you to occupy the spaces and occupy them well. Occupy them well. But let me tell you something. That was not even in my notes. I just felt that's truly strong in my spirit this morning to share with you. So I just declare and decree right now and pray that we will be able to occupy the spaces this week and beyond, and occupy them well. Occupy them well. I can't say that enough. Occupy them well. Maybe there's an assignment God has placed on your heart to do. Maybe there's someone God placed on your heart to reach out to. Maybe you have an interview this week and you're just like, God, I don't know how I'm gonna get through it. Maybe you're starting a new job. Maybe you're on assignment to do something truly big in this earthly realm. My God. And I just want to speaking of the word big, oh, the Lord just got me going all off my notes this morning. And it's so good. It's so good. Let me find this, because I was listening to the Potter's House yesterday during church service. And the question that Pastor Keon Henderson, he was a guest preacher there, and he asked Bishop when he was at this event some time ago, he said, why am I even at this event? Why am I at this event with all these people, you know? And because it was big names there, quote unquote, big names, right? The big names was like, you know, it was Oprah, it was some other people and all that, right? And he was like, why am I here? Questioning him, his space that he was supposed to occupy. Woo! He was questioning his space he was supposed to occupy and occupy it well. But Bishop said something super good. Bishop T.D. Jakes, I'm talking about. He said something super good, and I was just like, oh, Jesus. So let me go ahead and tell you. He said, you don't have to be big already to be big. He said, you don't have to be big already to be big. My God. I just know that it's for somebody listening on this line right now. You're thinking, oh my goodness, I gotta start here. Oh my goodness, you want me to do this? Oh my goodness, God, did you really choose me? Oh my goodness, is it? No, you chose somebody else, Lord. Oh my God, Lord, am I supposed to really be in this space? Am I supposed to really be in this room? Am I supposed to really be on this job? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. All day, every day. The answer is yes. My God, I just declare and decree, whatever you think that may be small in your life, it's really big. It's big, but you can't see it. You can't recognize it right now. But the Lord God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he sees it. So I want to put in your spirit right now, you don't have to be big at this moment. I wish you could see me and hear me pointing on this desk right now. You don't have to be big or be classified as big in the world. You're already big in the spirit. You're already tall in the spirit. So you don't have to be big already to be big. You're in the process. You are being processed. You are being processed, my God. You are being processed in this moment right now. In this moment right now. And I pray and just pray into your spirit that you will receive the process or the steps in the process right now. You will receive and absorb every step in the process, knowing that it's just a stepping stone to where God leading you in this season of your life. You don't have to be big already to be big. My God. I see where we're going this morning. I see where we are going this morning. This is why I just allow the Holy Spirit to just move on this call. And I don't know who it was for. It could have been for me, just me. Come on now. But I pray that message, that word really penetrates your heart and that you will take that, eat it up, drink on it, sip on it all throughout this week and beyond. All throughout this week and beyond, and know that wherever you're at in this season of your career, in this season of your business, in this season of life in general, it's just where you're supposed to be at. It's where you're supposed to be at. Ain't no question, oh God, should I be here right now? Oh, ain't no question. God, I think I should be a little bit further. Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't, but the fact is, you are where you are, and honestly, that is enough. God has you in the palm of his hand, excuse me. God has you in the palm of his hand this morning and beyond. Whew. All right, Jesus. Whew. Have your way, Holy Spirit, this morning. All right, let's get into it. Let's further get into it. Let's just be real, right? Let's further get into what the Lord was sharing with me to share with you all this morning. So, last week I had been praying about a few things, right? Or whether it was personal, whether it was business-wise, or whether it was just in life in general, right? Or my career, whatever, or for other people. And I was like, God, okay, what we doing? What we doing about the business? What we doing about the ministry? What we doing about all the things? And so he led me to this scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:31. 1 Corinthians 10:31, and I'm gonna read it to you, but he had to really bring me back to the why, the reason why I told you to do this, the reason why I even implanted this in your hearts, the reason why I downloaded this thing for you to do and I need for you to execute it and occupy space as well. Come on now. And so 1 Corinthians 10:31 states, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. I'm going to say that again. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Not do it the first and second time for the glory of God. Not do it sometimes for the glory of God. Not do it, oh, I just need you to do it for a year for the glory of God. But I need you to do it all for the glory of God, period. So I continue to dive deeper into the scripture, and I typically get these, I think it's called our daily prayer devotionals in my email, and I read them faithfully. And as I was reading them, it said, isn't it beautiful that God sees every part of your life as sacred? Paul doesn't say when you pray, or when Paul is the one who wrote Corinthians. That's why we're talking about Paul. And it says, Paul doesn't say when you pray or when you serve at church. He says, whatever you do, even eating and drinking, life's most ordinary acts can become worship. This truth tears down the wall between spiritual and ordinary. The way you respond in a tense conversation, how you care for your family, the attitude you bring to everyday tasks, these all carry the fragrance of Christ when done in love. I'm gonna say that again. These all carry the fragrance of Christ when done in love. So we're gonna put a pin in that, because I know the first song that you probably heard, or the last song you probably heard me play in the jam session this morning, was called Sweet Spirit. Please know that it was not by accident that the song Sweet Spirit was playing. It was on purpose. It was on purpose. And so I want to put a pin in what I just said and ask you this. What do you smell like? Not just in the physical, and I hope it's good, but what do you smell like from a spiritual perspective? What do you smell like from a spiritual perspective? And let's get into it from a biblical context. Spiritual fragrance. Your spiritual fragrance refers to the pleasing aroma of a believer's life. So you as a believer, are you giving off a pleasing aroma, a testimony to Christ's love and the gospel, which can be a source of life or death depending on the recipient? Ooh. So do you smell like, what do you smell like spiritually? And it said, just as a pleasant aroma, this is an example, just as a pleasant aroma can draw people in, the fragrance of Christ or your spiritual fragrance in a believer's life, in your life, can draw others to the gospel and the hope of salvation. What are you doing, my friends? What are you smelling like? That's one question I want you to take with yourself this week. What are you smelling like? Smell yourself, right? Not smell yourself in a way in like, oh, I'm this, I'm that, and all the things. And I'm sure you're this and that and all the things. But I want you to smell yourself from a spiritual perspective. What is the fragrance you're giving off? What is your fragrance saying to people? Are you drawing in people? Are you drawing in people from your job? Are you drawing in those people that's interviewing you? Can they sense? Can they know that you rock with somebody higher than the manager? Did you rock with somebody higher than your coworkers? Did you rock with somebody higher than the CEO of the company? Can they smell it on you when you walk by them? Can they smell it on you when you walking or talking in the grocery store? Can they smell it on you when you at church? Let's be real, because can they smell it on you when you walk past them at church? Yes. Can they smell it on you when you are talking virtually? Listen, when you are talking virtually, can they tell there is a God glow about you? There is a God glow. There is aroma about you. There is something special about you that they can't even, they can't even put in words, my God, but they can know, they can tell that there is something about you that draws them. And then when you draw them in, my God, you can tell them, who woke me up this morning? The Lord. Who started me on my way? The Lord. Who makes a way out of no way? The Lord. Come on now. Like, it's going to be a rippling effect. They're just going to be enticed, not by your physical aroma, but your spiritual aroma. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right. And so let's take the pen out, right? And so we're going to keep going. It says glorifying God, and this is a devotional. Glorifying God isn't about grand gestures. It's about quiet faithfulness. It's listening when you'd rather speak, choosing patience when you're tired, serving when no one sees. These small moments reflect what he, as in God, is like. So I want to go back to where I said serving when no one sees. So the next question I want you to take this morning with you this week and beyond is, will you serve when no one is watching? Will you serve when no one is watching? It's so crazy in this world today that how social media has us wanting to like post everything and, oh, we done did this, we done did that. Okay, cool. That's good. You know, some people, we that is a form of sharing our testimony. It can lead to that. But also, you know, some people have other motives. Let's just put it like that. But the question is, will you serve when no one is watching? And this will indicate, my friends, your heart posture. If your answer is like, yes, I will serve when no one is watching, this will indicate the type of heart posture you have when it comes to serving the Lord, or when it comes to really truly being a servant leader. Listen, we've talked about that phrase a lot on this prayer call. But yes, will you serve when no one is watching? Will you do the thing that in private that is, it won't be spoken about, or would you rather do the thing that will publicly be spoken about? That's good. Will you do the thing that is private, or the things in private that won't be spoken about? Or would you rather do the things in public that you know are going to be spoken about? I'm going to let that sit with you. I'm going to let that question sit with you, and I'm going to keep going. For the sake of time, my God. Okay. And so it then goes on to talk about, it says every act becomes a brushstroke, like in a masterpiece, like you're painting. Every stroke becomes a brushstroke in a masterpiece that tells the world who God is, not because we're flawless. Ain't nothing flawless about us, truly. But even though we might declare that we're flawless, not because we're flawless, but because he's present in us. He, as in God, is present in us. And so I know time and time again, we have talked about us being a masterpiece. And I just want to remind you all this morning that you are God's masterpiece. You are God's masterpiece. So he is literally taking, listen, if you can just imagine this, right? He is literally taking his paintbrush, brushing over your life, brush stroking over your life. Can you just see how God is working and building a masterpiece of you? a masterpiece of you. So let me take you to Ephesians 2:10 for this nice reminder that you are God's masterpiece. It says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. He didn't already plan for us long ago. We just in the catch-up phase to what God has in store for us. We in the catch-up phase, right? We in that phase of like, God, I don't know what you have in store, but I'm gonna trust you, right? God, I don't know what you have in store, but I don't trust you. Do I trust you? God, help my belief. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. That is the prayer that we're going to pray, and that I declare and decree that you pray into too, that if you're in this phase of like, God, I don't know, or, God, is this really for me? Is this where you have me for right now? Is it too good to be true? I said that recently too. I said to one of my mentors, I said, it seems too good to be true. And she quickly corrected me. You mean it's to God? It may be to God to be true? Because it's to God. It's to God, which is a good space to be in, right? So I want to declare and decree, when you say, is it too good to be true? You ask, you say, is it to God? This is so God. This is so God in the midst of the darkness. This is so God in the midst of this happiness experience that I'm going through. This is so God. Ooh, it's not too God to be true. It's just so God, period. Period. And so I pray that is the message for this morning. And I pray that it penetrates your heart. I pray that you will really replay this message back and listen to it all the way through and take it in, my God, because the Lord definitely had a few things to say this morning. And I'm just so excited for you to even just share this again with yourself, but also share this out to other people. Again, drawing people in with your what? Spiritual fragrance. Your spiritual fragrance. Trust and believe, because when you share things with people, that's a part of you giving off your spiritual fragrance. My God, that is a part of you sharing the gospel, sharing the word of God with his people. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this message. And let's just get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for the gifts that you are stirring up on the inside of them, Lord. God, I ask that you give them holy boldness to move forward and to have a forward focus as they are moving and moving on your behalf, not on our behalf, but moving on your behalf to do whatever it is you have called them to do in their career journey, in their business life, in their personal life. Lord, we thank you for the people that they are assigned to. We thank you for their lives being blessed right now, because your people right now are going to rise up. They're going to show out. They're going to show up on assignment. They're going to show up on purpose in the name of Jesus. They're going to show up so good that their spiritual fragrance is just going to fill the room. Whatever room that you have assigned for them, it's going to fill the room, and it's going to be pleasing to you. And not just pleasing, look, because listen, we don't do it just to be pleasing to man. We do it to be pleasing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My God, we thank you, Lord, for raising us up. We thank you, Lord, for calling us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for allowing our scent, our spiritual fragrance to fill the room, to fill the rooms virtually. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to testify for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for reminding us of our why you said to do a thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And your word says in 1 Corinthians 10:31 that whatever we eat or drink, whatever we do, do it all for the glory of God. So let us know that what we are doing in this season is for you. It is not for man. We are God pleasers, not man pleasers, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to serve when no one is watching. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to serve when no one is watching, but we are serving you. Even if it's just an audience of one, Lord, we know that it's really an audience of the audience that you have assigned us to. God, we thank you. We thank you for good heart postures in this season, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be reminded that we are masterpieces. You have called us to be masterpieces. You are literally painting our lives before our eyes, painting our lives before our eyes. And we just ask that you give us the courage, supernatural strength to move boldly. Again, not on our behalf, but on your behalf, God, in the name of Jesus, to execute in excellence in the name of Jesus, to bring those who need to be brought to you and that are assigned to us to you. Shine your light through us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, protect us as we go in our cars. Protect us as we go to on the plane, the trains, the boats, whatever, God, in the form of transportation. We ask that you dispatch your angels on our left, right, side to side, top to bottom, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for lifting a spirit of weariness off of us right now. We thank you for lifting any heaviness that we are taking into this week off of us right now in the name of Jesus. And let us be, we just declare the creed that we just light as a feather, just going into our workplaces, just going in our work environment in the name of Jesus. We just ask right now that you just set the atmosphere wherever we are going, God, whether we go into the doctor's office, whether we go into the school or classes, Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you for setting the atmosphere and making it so good just for us. Just for us, in the name of Jesus. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.